ones.
So your punishment, Mikey, for losing this is you don't get to watch a WrestleMania Night 1. Not even like
that.
Not watch the live stream with us. Not any of that. Like, you don't get to watch it at all.
Spoiled by Luis.
Fuck that shit. I'm watching all the stuff. Alrighty. So let's give some quick final thoughts here, because we're not doing an official review because there's too much stuff going on. So let's just generally talk about the night as a whole, our best matches, and then give a rating. So, I mean, we kind of said it throughout the evening, so I'll go first and echo what the general conversation was, is that Supercard of Honor started strong with the matches we got on Zero Hour, and then the television championship and the Stardom six-woman tag was fantastic. But then once we got past that, things kind of went off the rails a little bit by weird endings and sequences and just under development, and also a match that did not need to be here. So yeah, boys, I mean, just talk me through this really quickly, because that seems to be the general consensus of everything that, you know, was said throughout this whole watch along.
What's to fill in? I mean, you gave us exactly what happened there with it, and basically we had high hopes coming into the evening, and they didn't live up to it in a lot of ways. And whether that's from lack of build for certain things or just too much overbooking or not trusting their talent to do things, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah. I was very disappointed in a lot of this night. I had high hopes for it. I was very excited for a lot of the matches when I saw the final card. I think a lot of the problems come with the fact that, it was last night that, like, we're going to need to add like four matches and guarantee them on there. You need to take time to build these things to get people invested into it. The matches that I was really invested in, they didn't deliver for me. Dalton Castle's match was underwhelming. I loved the Billy and Queen match until the ending. They could have done that so much better. They could have still done that ending, but it just took too long. Athena and Sheeta was, but it felt very slow at times for me. And also, I was kind of hoping Sheeta was going to win here. And then the last match, I wasn't invested into it because the build was cool. We got a video package and it's a bunch of, I love you, but I'm going to hurt you. Which, what? Like, no, that doesn't make sense to me.
But feel good moment.
It was a feel good moment to a degree, but Eddie saying, I love you, but I'm going to hurt you. But do you really want to hurt someone that you love? Like, that doesn't, in the world of pro wrestling, it makes sense. But outside of that, it's the statement of a psychopath. There was another point I was going to make. Help me remember it. Think, brain.
Doing my best.
And Eddie saying the Ring of Honor title is the, I'm doing the shoddy league. Ring of Honor title is the biggest prize here. Well, then why aren't you treating it as such? Fucking blow smoke up my ass about that.
Well, I think you mean Falcon blow smoke up your ass.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to hope you're something now.
My God. Andrew, what are some of your quick thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, like everyone said, this, I think the biggest thing that this night suffered from was it started really strong with some really good matches, and especially matches that we weren't either expecting to get or were kind of surprises, and blew it out of the water. And then things really kind of took a dive at the end of, the tag team title match. Kind of the ending there was a letdown, but not quite as much as the women's television title match. And then it just seemed to hit it from there, of just everything just not living up to the expectation that we wanted. The Bullet Club gold match was just stupid.
Oh my gosh, we did not even need that match, honestly.
Yeah, it was the epitome of how they handled this card. And then the last three matches, just, I don't know if it's because what we got before that leading up to it just put us in a place where it was just like we needed something amazing to bring us back, and none of these delivered like we thought they could. The Athena Sheeta match did feel like it was a bit too slow. I don't know, we just wanted bigger things from it. The Dalton Castle Johnny match needed bigger spots, more excitement, something to go with it. They needed to match the level of the promos that they've been doing for the last like month and a half, 2 months. And then the Eddie Kingston, Mark Briscoe match, like really the idea behind it, great. The outcome, great. But what they did out there just wasn't exciting. I think was if this was somebody else wrestling against it and giving us the same story, could have been a phenomenal match. The most exciting thing was how badly, you know, Mark cut himself.
Yeah, this is the coagulation challenge match.
So yeah, it was just it was like the roller coaster where you had your first drop, super exciting, and then everything else from there was just kind of coasting through.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So there was a lot that needed to be fixed with this, and that kind of played into a part with my rating. However, there was a lot of bright spots. For me, if I had to pick my top three matches, my third place match would probably be, you know, the pre-show match with Mortis and Blake Christian. That's my third favorite. My second favorite match, surprisingly, is Kyle Fletcher and Lee Johnson for that television championship. I thought that was a good match. And then my personal match of the pay-per-view was the six-woman stardom match. That match was fantastic. And honestly, even though it was just a showcase match, like that was probably my favorite thing because it had everything I wanted that Ring of Honor is known for. And don't get me wrong, I thought Athena and Shida was good, but I expected more from them, and I expected more from Eddie and Briscoe. But yeah, I think the match that I was most disappointed in was the Fight Without Honor, especially given what we got at Supercard of Honor last year with the Fight Without Honor match between Dark Order and the Righteous and Stu Grayson. Like, that was nuts. And so I don't know if it was like the people involved didn't want to take those scare like bumps like this, but like, yeah, I was disappointed. I mean, I might be overgeneralizing here, but I think everyone agrees that the stardom match is probably their favorite match of the evening. I could be wrong, though. So if I'm wrong, you can tell me otherwise.
I mean, I'll say my three favorite matches were probably the Mortis Christian match, the Mariah May Momo match, and awesome then the too. Stardom six match. And it's funny because the end of the Stardom match with Mariah May coming back out again, the way that that ended, that felt like how you would end a show too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, and those were all three of those were no, two of them were pre 0 hour matches and one was on the main card.
Mm-hmm. Jesse, what was your favorite match top three if you needed to?
I think they're actually the same as Andrew's.
Same.
As soon as the start, after we were done the stardom match, you could have cut the rest of the show off. I just think nothing else delivered the way that one did for me.
Only thing I would have left when was Dalton's entrance. Other than that, yeah. So.
Yeah, that's fair. Dalton's entrance was fantastic too, but yeah. All right. Last thing before we stop the recording is we got to give our final ratings. Again, I'll go first. I'm going to give this a 6.5 out of 10 empanadas for me. Not to say that this was a horrible pay-per-view, because I've seen a lot worse, and we've all seen other things last year that were worse than this. But I was very disappointed and underwhelmed by the second half of the pay-per-view, which sucks because those are your big those supposed to be your big marquee matches. And if we're just focusing, if we don't include 0 hour, your first two matches on the main card were probably the best of the evening, which is sad because that's your mid-card title and then a showcase of talent that's not even signed to Ring of Honor, and those two ended up being really, really great matches. Again, I think Billy and Queen had the potential to be one of my top three matches of the night, but that ending really sucked it out for me. I was like, really? And then funny enough, like, even though it wasn't as egregious, the Wardlow run-in was kind of crappy too for the infantry, which made me mad. But then everything else is inexcusable. That six-man tag team championship match didn't need to happen. Sheeta and Athena, as well as Briscoe and Eddie, were okay. They were good, but like nothing extraordinary. And then I was underwhelmed with Johnny and Dalton. So I give this a 6.5 out of 10. I still enjoyed myself, but granted, that's because I was watching it with you guys. But as a standalone pay-per-view, this was not a good pay-per-view. And I'm hoping that now that we have some time between this and Death Before Dishonor, which is probably going to be in July again, we have a long time to build up stories and feuds for this. So hopefully this is a reset and we can do something better.
I'll go next. If you go all the way up to the infantry match for the title, even with that Wardlow finish, because it was irritating, but the whole match up to there was really good. And it was like a blip in that match as opposed to the Billy ending, which was, you know, like a quarter of the match or whatever. If you only go up to the tag team title match, I would have given it 8.5. If you take into consideration everything that happened after that, I give it a 6.5 as well.
Whenever I do my ratings, I don't include the pre-show. Even if it's the best part, I can't do that. Because of that, I'm giving this a 5. It had two good matches to start off, a third that had potential, but missed the mark on the ending. It let me down in a couple places, and the last two matches were fine. So this was a middle of the road pay-per-view. That's where it sits for me. I can't go higher on it, even because we had more women's matches than we would ever expect. So Ring of Honor can do better. I'm a little disappointed that I sat up and did this, but I was happy to do it with you boys. That was the nice part.
I'll echo John's sentiment that I don't idly sit up on a Friday night till midnight very often because I'm old. But I enjoyed the time spent with both of you. I said old, not ancient. Don't give me the look. If I count the pre-show, this is a solid 6 for me. If I'm not doing the pre-show, this thing got a 4. And it's because I was so excited by the matches and knew what the matches could have been. But then I got to watch in real time what they turned into, and it didn't work for me.
Yeah, so unfortunately, the general consensus is we were just disappointed with this, which sucks because, you know, especially the Ring of Honor Women's Television Tournament was probably the best story we had going into this. And because of 5 minutes of that ending with the neck brace and the swerve and everything kind of took the momentum out of it. Which sucked because I really wanted that. Honestly, that probably would have been my match of the night had that not happened. I'm going to be honest, because Billy and Queen went at it, and then that happened, and it took the momentum out of the match. And maybe if we had that like for like a minute or two instead of for the 5 we've gotten, I think I would have actually liked that match a little bit more, but it was just way too long. Gentlemen, this was a fantastic thing. And for those of you who paid for the Patreon to watch this nonsense happen for almost 5 hours, thank you for tuning into all of this.
Let us know what you thought, please. We want to share this with you, all this misery.
Seriously, we will be back with the normal Ring of Honor episode, you know, this upcoming week on next, you know, so we'll see what the post things happen. But for those of you that watch this on Patreon, thank you so much. And then if you are jumping into everything else this weekend, stay tuned because the NXT crew is on deck next, because we have Stand and Deliver in the morning. We have Stand and Deliver in the morning, and then we have WrestleMania night 1 in the evening. So
get up with them early. Watch that watch along. Get your coffee ready, folks. I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah, so and for until the next, you know, live stream / review, remember, take care of yourself, love one another, stay Biconic, and more importantly, you deserve to finish your story. We'll see you for the next thing up in WrestleMania weekend, but until then, ta-ta for now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another Vibe Tribe production. What's going to happen next time? Well, you're going to have to tune in to find out. But until then, remember, take care of yourself, love one another, and as always, make sure that you keep the good times rolling. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you next time.